This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Going to talk to Jeremy Fowler from ESPN, who joins us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going on? Going
You've great. Been all over this story for a while. You know the people here in the DMV are freaking out. What's kind of the latest that you're hearing with this Terry situation?
Well, you know, I checked with somebody last night after he had decided to hold out. And, you know, I think his feeling was, hey, I've been serious this whole time, so why should I cave now and show up, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's interesting with these holdouts, and I've been through these before where, you know, you hear players say a lot that, or people around the players say, well, hey, they're dug in, they're gonna stay away or miss games. Mm-hmm. And you kind of have to judge, well, do they mean it or not, you know? I think Terry means it. You know, we'll see what happens over time, and minds can change. And I think it's more like the Washington has been in touch more over the last few days, which is good.
You believe that to be true? Because we have a guy here that works here, and he says, I don't believe it, because if there were real talks, he'd maybe hold in at least. There'd be some movement.
Well, I think you're right. It's semantics a little bit as far as what real talks are. I think if the talks were truly meaningful or going in a positive direction toward a deal, I do think he would be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they've increased the number of discussions they've had of late. Like the Washington's been in touch.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how meaningful the conversations were. They clearly weren't good enough to get him there, you know. So it is semantics a little bit. But over the last few days, Washington has been in touch more and has. They've had talks more so than they were, say, a couple weeks ago. So if there's a positive, it's that, I guess.
Jeremy, are you surprised that the Washington front office has taken this stance with Terry McLaurin, a team leader, clearly a valued player, that they're drawing this line in the sand with one of their most valued players? Are you surprised at all by that?
Well, I would say I'm mildly surprised, but I'm not in the sense that these third contracts are tricky no matter how good a player is. They just are. T.J. Watt, I would probably call an exception. You know, Watt and Myles Garrett, because they're both 1 and 2 in the pass rusher market, and it's a premier position, and they're premier players. Terry, obviously, is a very good elite receiver, but I think some teams – put a cap a little bit on what they're willing to do on third contracts, and there really is sticker shock league-wide at some of these positions, the way they've grown financially. You know, where receiver $30 million a year, nobody sniffs that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, could Washington change its plan, especially if Terry continues to sit out? Certainly. But it sounds like coming into all this, or at least coming into the summer, you know, they were willing to acknowledge a slight increase on where Terry was, but not the market, which is $30 million and above.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you have any, and maybe you're just guessing, Jeremy, but any chance you can guess on what the gap is? I mean, he's currently making about 23, and like you said, the big guys are making, you know, mid-30s. And I wouldn't pay Terry McLaurin mid-30s either. I like him, but I wouldn't pay him that much because he's, you know, he'll be 30. But any idea what the gap is? What do you think Terry's asking for, and what do you think Adam is offering?
Well, it's not a guess. It is based on my talks, but it's,
oh, okay, good.
But people aren't spelling out an exact gap, so I don't know that the exact gap is, say, $5 million a year, for instance. But if it, based on what I've gathered, if it was something like that, that would not surprise me. Like it's.
Are they under 30, though?
I don't even think.
Is that your guess?
They're in a place where Washington's making offers and counteroffers right now. That's part of the problem. I don't think they're that far down the road. It's more like, here's where we are, here's where you are. So I don't know if there's even like a realistic gap that exists right now, because I don't think they've gotten that far.
Oh.
So they're still like at their preliminary offers, essentially.
Yeah, I think it's. I just think it hasn't intensified to that point. You know, it's been some talks of, hey, here's what we would be comfortable with. Okay, well, here's the market, and here's what Terry's accomplished in that market. So we got a problem, you know. That's kind of where it's at. So I don't know that it's even got off the ground in that way. But from what I was told, I think Washington was willing to do what some would consider a slight increase off of where he was. So if he's at 23, they'd be willing to do, say, like 25, for example. And Terry's probably saying, hey, the market's 30 plus. So where are we at here? So that's essentially the gap. I'm not going to put an exact number on it, but that's kind of what you're looking at.
All right. So I'm looking at Buddy Baker's client list, and I'm assuming this is up to date. Maybe it's not. Seems to me by far Terry's his biggest client, right? By far. Mm-hmm. Is there any sense that this is a little bit like out of his realm? I mean, he's got a lot of clients. It's not his first rodeo, but I mean, this would be, maybe I'm wrong, by far his biggest deal, and that there's like, maybe there's a personality rift, and you know, the Commanders, they just don't respect this guy. I you know what I mean? There's something going on there.
I don't think it's that. You know, Buddy Baker's a veteran agent, had a lot of clients. Is Terry his biggest client? I believe so, but I don't think that's the case. Now, in these things, sometimes it's a matter of what kind of chemistry or trust a team has with a player agent. I don't think that's a problem in this case. I think it's more, you know, the player and the player's agent are taking an aggressive approach, you know. Mm-hmm. And look, if you're 29 years old and you're a premier player, you're going to get one last crack at the apple, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going to try to maximize that best you can, especially when it does become principal a little bit, I think, for the player when you can look at Brandon Ayuk and T. Higgins getting money around $30 million a year, and you're like, well, I'm just better than those guys. It just mm-hmm. is what it is. I don't care if I'm 29. So that's just me using an example, but I think he's looking at the market saying that. You know, Garrett Wilson, I think more than half the league would argue that Terry McLaurin is better than Garrett Wilson. Now, Garrett Wilson's on his second contract. He's a lot younger.
Right, I understand.
And he's got kind of a unique skill set, but Terry overall, all around, is a better player.
What about? You know, have they gotten to the point where they're the negotiating term? Or are they still stuck on AAV? Because a lot of us have assumed from afar, without having any knowledge, well, they must be arguing about term because, you know, he's older. They don't want to give him, you know, 3-4 years, and you know he wants obviously last crack at the apple. But you know they can't possibly be debating what his value is. You're saying they're even debating his actual value. Doesn't even sound like they're even talking about term.
I'm sure that they have. Like, I'm sure that they've at least kicked that around, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't think it's at a point where they're throwing offers and counteroffers around. That's all. I just think it's the lack of, from what I was told, the lack of, like, meaningful discussions to get to that point haven't really been occurring, although there has been a slight uptick of late.
Yeah.
Just as camp has approached, that created at least some urgency to try to talk through it more. But I just think the issue is, yeah, like in the big picture, what do you think of me? What's your value of me? You know, those are some of the core issues as opposed to like, you know, average per year and all that. Now, guaranteed money is always going to be a sticking point with these things. You know, it was with TJ Watt's deal, some of the recent ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's always the number one thing. So they're going to have to work through that in a big way.
Talking to Jeremy Fowler from ESPN, he's excellent. What do you think the chances of a trade are? I mean, would you kind of put that way down the list and you still think a deal will get done? Or do you think it's a possibility? I don't. It's just my opinion. I don't. But do you think it's a possibility?
So I checked with somebody with the team pretty recently, you know, do you believe trading McLaurin is an option? I was told pretty firmly no. So as of now, I'm rolling with that. These things do change. Moods can change. You know, right now we see Trey Hendrickson with the Bengals. He's in Florida training right now. You know, like these things can get contentious and ugly. And so players can get fed up or teams can get fed up. So I always leave a little bit of a small percentage for, you know, stances to change or goalposts to move and all that. But I don't believe they're going to trade Terry McLaurin, no. And this is a team that's right there in their window. They got better this offseason. They need McLaurin. You know, it's just there's no other way around it. You can't go into the season with Deebo Samuel as your number one receiver. The reason why – that's not a knock on Deebo, but the reason why they got him is so he could be a complementary piece in the offense, a do-it-all receiver alongside Terry. So they're going to have to work something out. I don't sense that. There'd be a market for him. But, you know, even these trades are really tough to do now over the last year, especially with the money increasing the way it has. Even, like, premier players. Like, we were talking about T.J. Watt a month ago. Are they going to trade T.J. Watt? Well, no matter how good he is, are you going to give up a first-round pick and more to get a player you have to turn around and pay $40 million a year? So these markets and these sticker shock numbers – have decreased the chances to trade star players, at least in the short term. So that's a factor as well.
Jeremy, what do you think is going through the brains of guys like you mentioned Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil, guys that Peters traded for? They're watching this from the outside thinking, well, if Terry's been here for several years and is having trouble getting a deal, like, what are my chances of getting a deal when my deal's up? We know that Debo's in a contract year. We know that Tunsil wants to redo his deal probably the next year or year and a half. What do you think the shockwaves are going through the locker room from the McLaurin holdout?
Yeah, if it's an issue. I mean, it is an issue a team has to deal with. You know, you have a lot of players you're going to have to pay down the road. Now, I feel like Washington's in a decent spot there. You know, some teams, like I look at the Kansas City Chiefs, they've drafted really well, and they've got all these guys they have to pay and still haven't paid them all. But they paid some of them, like Trey Smith and George Karlaftis recently. And that's all good, you know. Washington, I don't feel like they have like seven or eight young stars right now they have to pay, but certainly they're going to draft well and have some good young players that they have to take care of. And you mentioned Laremy Tunsil. I mean, he's a premier left tackle. And, you know, he's getting up there in age a little bit, approaching 30, but he's, you know, he's still got some good years left. So, yeah, that's the song and dance of these negotiations, because on the player side, they'd say, hey, Terry's your team captain. He's not disruptive at all. He's a great teammate. Class that guy in the community, and he produces on the field. What's the problem? And, you know, it's like, yeah, if you're not going to pay him, who are you really going to pay?
Yeah, totally.
But the team would say, hey, look, it's not that simple. These numbers are ridiculous. We're trying to reconcile that. It's going to take some time. So, and it's not time to panic, because how far do we have to week one? I think if it gets to week one and this is an issue, then they got a problem. But right now, it is just, for better or worse, some good old-fashioned posturing.
What is the remedy, if any, for Terry to make up these fines? Because we know that they changed it in the NFLPA, you know, that you can't just waive it. Is there a way they can write something in the contract to give him a little extra to get this money? Like, what can he do? Or is he literally going to eat this money for as long as he holds out?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, that's the tough part. I mean, that's a hard thing to do. We've seen it happen in the past, and it can backfire on a player. You know, I think of Melvin Gordon, running back of the Chargers, where he ended up costing himself a lot of money holding out. Now, he was a running back.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different. Receivers are more important. But there's a way to do it. Like, if you miss a lot of camp time, you know, they can build in some incentives in your contract to offset that. Yeah, I think that's sort of the logic with these things.
Okay.
But once you get the game checks, that's different, you know? I mean, Hassan Reddick last year cost himself a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter how good you are, it's tough to just step back in week six, you know, and try to re-ingratiate yourself with the team. I just think this is different based on, A, McLaurin's ability, but also just his standing with the team. And
mm-hmm.
he's just too important. And you got Jaden Daniels. Like, I mean, Jaden Daniels needs this guy, for better or worse, you know?
Totally.
So, that's why I think over the next 6 weeks, even if it gets ugly and turbulent, you know, cooler heads will prevail eventually.
Do you think eventually he will get a deal versus just show up and just
play it out like Jamar Chase did
and let him franchise and whatever could happen next?
I believe so. Now, yeah. It seems like the only wild card here is GM Adam Peters and ownership and front office. Like, you know, they seem to be okay embracing the uncomfortable. You know, some teams will just sign a guy because they don't want to deal with the headache, you know, but
yeah.
This team seems to have some resolve in this area, or else it maybe would have been done already. So that's the wild card, I would say. And look, some of the moves they made, you know, Laremy Tunsil, Deebo Samuel, those guys have already played out the most of their second contract and are coming to new environments. You probably don't have to pay those guys right away, you know, so they haven't just turned around and paid somebody blindly yet, you know, so this is a good first test for them. I'm fascinated to see where it goes.
Great stuff, Jeremy. Appreciate the time and insight.
Hey, thanks, guys. Anytime.
All right, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate it. I thank you, Jeremy. I would argue they kind of just threw money at Kinlaw. I would argue.
No, that was free agency, though.
Fair, but they agreed, free agency. But they threw money.
But it wasn't one of their own guys to just quell a potential headache.
Understood, but almost worse. They gave basically a bum a bunch of guaranteed money, a guy who hasn't proven anything, hasn't lived up to expectations.
Because of injuries, yeah.
Yeah, well, who knows what? Let's hope.
They saw him as a cheaper alternative to Jonathan Allen.
And I actually like the signing, but when you got your guy who is everything, we all know his background and what Terry means to the organization in the area, and then you got a guy who's underachieved his entire career, and you give him $30 million guaranteed, and you just, you know, kind of way above market value. I don't know.
Well, he's also 27, and he's, you know.
I know.
I do think
that he's also not accomplished 1/100th.
I do think McLaurin's agent could be a factor.
I do, too.
Now, I'm looking at the NFLPA site. Buddy Baker also has another agent that's working with him, Tony Bonagura, who we haven't talked about.
Do you think Tony Bonagura is handling this one?
I don't know.
Buddy Baker is handling his biggest client.
But Buddy Baker has had, Darius Butler was one of his clients who's on the McAfee show, right? I don't know if he's on every day or every once in a while. So he's had other NFL clients.
Oh, for sure. I see the list.
McLaurin's definitely his biggest.
But it's by far his biggest.
Yeah.
By far the biggest deal.
Yep. And he got him the last deal where he's making, $22, $23 million a year.
Yeah.
So, again, if you want to chime in, we've been talking about it all morning, 800-636-1067. But coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win some great prizes. We'll play some Ozzy trivia in honor of the great Ozzy Osbourne.
Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.